You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives. Scientists suspect that amphibians may be on the decline worldwide. As a result, a multi-year study is underway in many states to monitor local populations of frogs and toads by listening to their calls. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're in central Maine with Aram Calhoun, coordinator of Maine's Amphibian Monitoring Program. Teams of volunteers visit different locations nightly throughout the spring and summer. They're estimating the amphibian population by keeping track of the number of calls at each site.
Okay, we're at stop one, and what we're hearing here are spring peepers, and we would call this a code two because there's many individuals calling and their calls are overlapping, but we can still pretty much count the individuals. It's not a deafening chorus of spring peepers.
In Maine, at least half a dozen species of frogs and toads breed and call at different times throughout the spring and summer. They also prefer different types of habitats.
The type of wetland is going to affect what singing amphibians we're going to have. There's all different sorts of wetlands. Toads around here, they really like gravel pits, so if we have gravel pits nearby, we're more likely to hear the toads. Pickerel and leopard frogs, people call those meadow frogs because they like to be in grassland areas or wet meadows. So if there's some of those nearby, we're more likely to get them breeding. So if we have a variety of wetlands, we'll pick up a variety of singing amphibians. If we have all the same kind, then we might not have such a variety.
We're at least several years away from having enough data gathered to begin to get a picture of whether or not amphibians really are on the decline. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.